Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. It's Friday, December 22nd, 2017. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thanks for watching us on 38th Spot. Today on the show, we are going to talk to Greg Gurley at some point here in just a little bit. As Kansas, you heard Bill Self talking about the game last night in Sacramento. Kansas beats Stanford 75-54. So we'll see if we can catch up with Greg Gurley here in just a few minutes. Where is he, Jake? Is he already back in the Kansas City area driving?
I believe he's driving back, I think, from Topeka, maybe.
Oh.
I think they just landed at like 5:30 or so. So he's probably listening to us or probably not.
Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
He was texting me earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it show related or just
no, just something? We're sending some memes back and forth.
Right. That's what I figured.
So
he'll stay for work, I'm sure.
Right. So we'll see if we can talk to Greg here after KU gets a victory 75-54. Their final game of the non-con, and now it's already here, man. This has been, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the non-con for college basketball has flown by, because now we just wait for the first game of the Big 12 schedule, which takes place on the 29th, and it's Kansas at Texas. So K-State's done. Kansas is done, and now they get some time off to enjoy the holiday and get ready for Big 12 play a week from tonight. How do you like it starting on a Friday night?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know how I feel about that. It'd be a tough game.
You feel bad about it?
I'm just not used to it. It seems like usually, you know, I don't remember many Friday conference games in the Big 12 in the past. You know, big Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
Friday night to start things off on December 29th. And so we'll talk to Greg about that. Get your thoughts on the Kansas game that started at 10 o'clock Central Time. Stanford. They came in 6-6, so that's about what we expected. Kansas took care of business. Mm-hmm. Put them away by halftime. Any other thoughts on what you saw that stood out?
No, I don't think too much to digest from that one. I mean, Doak was dominant right off the bat. They had no answer for him, and you know, he took advantage of it. So
7 dunks.
Yeah, and they threw it inside to him, and it didn't seem like Stanford, you know, made it too big of a priority to stop him. So you know, he was. They need him to be dominant. They need to throw the ball inside, and they did. So, but, yeah, no, not too much. I mean, Stanford's not that good of a team. We talked about that yesterday, so I didn't have too much concern going into this one. But I will say this. I think that a lot of times this is the stretch where Bill Self teams make the most progress, is when they get back from Christmas break until that first game, because they got the kids on campus without any class for, like, almost a week. So they can focus on basketball, you know, and the kids will be gone for a couple days through Christmas, and then they'll probably be right back home on Tuesday. So they'll have almost a week to get ready for that Texas game and hopefully make a lot of progress there.
We'll talk to Greg Gurley, and then Tim Grunhard will be in studio at around 6:30 and spend about an hour and a half with us talking about the Kansas City Chiefs as the Chiefs get ready to hopefully win the AFC West, get it done officially on Sunday as they host the Miami Dolphins, who still have the slimmest of playoff hopes alive. But if the Chiefs take care of business on Sunday, the Dolphins season will be over and the Chiefs season will live on into the postseason as AFC West champs. And again, we remind you that the Chiefs have never won back-to-back AFC West titles in their franchise history, so that would be significant. And we'll see if they can get it done at home, because even though Denver has had a very disappointing season, I would not be interested in the Chiefs going to Denver having to win the game.
Right.
Going to Denver with the season on the line, because funny things can happen on the last game of the year on the road against a division rival if you need to win that game. And Denver still has a really good defense. So anything could happen there. Take care of business at home. And, you know, and give the Arrowhead fans something to cheer about on Christmas Eve. Give them an early Christmas present with a division championship, a division title on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. So we'll talk to Tim Grunhardt about that. Gary Lezak will give you the final forecast before Christmas to find out if there's any chance of a white Christmas, and give you the latest on what the conditions are going to be like at Arrowhead for Sunday's football game. Then we'll have our Border Patrol Blitz and Fast Break with Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. Stan Weber will talk K-State. We'll switch things up. We'll have John Kirby from Jayhawk Slant to get his thoughts on the early signing day, early signing period for football. And then we'll catch up with Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star to once again wrap up last night's victory by Kansas over Stanford, and then look forward to the conference season and get Jesse's thoughts after we've taken a good look at all the teams in the Big 12 Conference. Maybe if he has any difference in his opinion now as opposed to when he made his picks, when everyone made their picks before the season, as far as how he thinks this thing is going to play out and who he has as maybe the number one or the top couple of challengers to Kansas for the Big 12 title. So we'll do that at 9:05. Then we'll try to play some Listen or Lose to end the show. And then I will walk out of the studio and you won't see me for a long time or hear me. I will be a rumor.
We won't see you till next year.
That is exactly right. January 3rd, to be exact.
Wow.
But the way I finagled it, that's only 5 vacation days because of the holidays.
It's pretty clever on your part.
It's called pulling strings, pushing buttons.
Wait, when did they start keeping track of
that? I was going to say, I don't think you're really close to hitting your limit on vacation days anyway.
I'm not, but I keep track of them anyway. You know what? It comes down to pride.
Guess what? So do I.
I do.
I know.
And
I keep track of yours, too.
My wife repeatedly calls me an idiot.
Idiot?
She says, why do you keep track of them if you don't take them all? I go, I don't know. You know why? Because I'm OCD. I keep track of everything in my book, my calendar book. Because you have one of those too, Jake.
Damn right.
The only three people that I know that
paper calendar.
Me, you, and Lebo. Because I can't function without it. I have to see it. I have to open it up, look, see the whole week out in front of me.
My wife has one, yeah.
I've got, you know, Richie's dates and everything in there. The girls with school and Phil and everything. So I have to have it, or I'll go, look at Jake Holden. That's exactly right.
Paper calendar. Old school.
That's right. And if I lose that thing, it is over.
Right. Over. I get yelled at. Why don't you just do it on your phone?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, I can't.
What happens if I lose my phone? What happens if you lose your planner?
My mind is not evolved yet. Right.
I don't have any strong opinion about it. In some ways, I respect the fact that you guys do it.
My planner,
you write something down.
It's always in my backpack.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's not in my backpack, I'm writing in it, and then I put it right in the backpack.
Yep.
The phone can be anywhere.
Right.
You know, well, you don't want to know where this phone's been. Trust me.
But then apparently you just get on Google.
Well, yeah, you can sync it up to the cloud. Right. You can get on any device.
I don't put anything on the cloud, by the way. Nothing.
You saw what happened to Justin Verlander.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
I get reminders on my phone. Hey, you have full storage left on your cloud. Yeah, that's on purpose.
You want to see, like, Jake's pics, like Justin Upton standing in the bathroom mirror?
Well.
I mean, do I want to? No, I don't
want
to. Well,
I mean, that could happen if
you're
up in the cloud.
I'll just send them to
you. You have to be very careful.
Yeah. Now, my wife writes down everything in a paper calendar, too. She gets really excited when she orders one from some company that sells calendars or whatever. Every time she gets it in the mail, she gets like, it's like a holiday for her. She gets excited.
I go to Staples and
$37.99.
Every year. Same
I found one.
One
cheaper this year.
But I have to have the same format, the same, everything's got to be the same.
$29.99.
Very specific. So. I try to get, like, you know, Richie's going to be 21. Oh. In just 2 days. What?
Yep.
What is going on in my life?
You're old, dude.
And so I bought him one, because now he's working, and I could just use this. And he just looked at me like,
foreign.
What is wrong with you?
You know they have that in your phone.
I have a phone. Mm-hmm. Why would you give this to me? He acts like I gave him, like a record player and records, which, you know what? He should listen
actually,
to vinyl,
that'd be
too.
A cool gift.
There's nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
I think
he'd probably like that.
Awesome, yeah.
Probably dig that. All right, so that's everything we're going to talk about. And also, I was last night I was bored, and it was like 7:30, and I just finished dinner, and there was nothing to watch. There's no games. I wanted to see the bowl game. It was horrible. And I stumbled upon ESPN Classic, and I watched about 45 minutes.
Thank you for that tweet, by the
right.
way.
Right. That's exactly
You're
right.
Welcome.
You are welcome, because people were thanking me because I tuned into a Fiesta Bowl duel between Alex Smith and Tyler Palco.
Ugh.
Wow.
It wasn't much of a duel.
Wow.
Because Palco was not putting up any points whatsoever, and Alex Smith was.
I kind of like how their careers turned
Lord.
Out.
Lord. That Utah offense was good, and Urban Meyer was strutting up and down the sidelines, and it was his last game before he was going to Florida. And they did a couple of interviews, Alex Smith, and talking to him about why he was not going to go play for his uncle, John L. Smith. It was really cool. I enjoyed it. Gave me a better appreciation for Alex Smith. And you know what? Utah won. What? Don't look at me like that. Jake, it did. Take a break. We'll be right back after this with Greg Gurley on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot and listening on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to Greg Gurley. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, boys.
Are you? Where are you at right now?
I just walked in my front door.
Oh.
So I'm going to go probably catch a few Z's when I'm done with you guys, but it was a fairly long night. But a successful one.
How was the atmosphere in Sacramento?
You know what? It was really good. Coach and I talked about that in my post-game interview. It was a really impressive arena. I mean, that's a two-year-old arena. Really cool scoreboard, and all their game day production stuff was neat. And they did a really good job. And I thought the crowd, although they had the upper deck turned off, there was probably 10,000 people there. And we were a little nervous because we went to Miami a couple of weeks ago, NBA Arena. There wasn't probably 5,000 people there. It wasn't real impressive, and crowd wasn't really into it. But tonight, it was good. It was really good. And, you know, Stanford being an hour and a half away was probably 8-1 Kansas to Stanford fans. So the Northern California Jayhawks really showed up.
Yeah, it looked really good on TV, too. How was it seeing your old buddy Jared Haas?
It was good. You know, I saw him today at Shoot Around and talked briefly, and then he was on the radio doing pregame with David Lawrence, and so I was trying to jack him with him. I always carry extra Jack lapel pins with me, so I gave him one to put on his suit, which he did not do. But it was fun to see him, and, you know, we had a good talk about his team and about our team, and, you know, he knows what he has, and he's got a rebuilding job there. He's got some injuries, and his guard play just isn't very good right now, and Kansas exposed that like we thought they would, and they couldn't really take care of the basketball, couldn't really make shots, and they could not defend Doak underneath. He's really had a nice 10 days.
How about that performance? 7 dunks, and early on he looked like he was going to score all the points. He was, the first 10 points for Kansas, ended up with a hell of a night. What about his performance?
Yeah, I mean, the first, it was 10-8, Doak versus Stanford there at the first media timeout. He was really good, and our guards did a great job of getting it to him because our whole offense is set up, you know, if you have two bigs, he does a nice high-low, but with only one big, it's kind of 4-on-1, and Doak just kind of works the middle. We throw that ball up over the top, and he can finish with the best of them. He's a surprisingly good athlete for his size, and he gets off his feet quick. He's got a feel for the game. He's still very unpolished offensively, but, I mean, shooting close to 80% from the field. He's just been on a tear lately. And it's still, you know, hopefully no opposing coaches are listening, because it shocks me that more teams aren't more physical with him and they don't foul him. He's a horrible free throw shooter, but if they're going to let Kansas do it, why wouldn't you? So they continue to throw it to him, and he's going to have over 100 dunks this year. Brown and I were talking about it. You know, they didn't keep it back with Wilt, but it's got to be some kind of record, because, I mean, he either, you know, every once in a while I'll get a little baby hook, but, you know, 70% of his shots are dunks. It's great.
Yeah, when you said that, that's exactly what I was thinking in terms of the defense. It almost seemed like Stanford was letting him catch the ball wherever he wanted. I don't know what I expected them to do defensively, but it didn't seem like they had made it a big priority going into the game to keep him from getting a lot of catches really close to the basket.
And they have some size. I mean, Humphreys is 6'9", Travis is 6'9", and Da Silva was about 6'10". But they didn't really use it. They didn't have good backside help or weak side help. I didn't really figure out what they were doing. And obviously they weren't doing enough, because it was just easy pickings. Now, kind of like Hopkins from Washington watching the Syracuse tape, people are going to watch that and, I assume, take Doke away, which is exactly what I would do, or at least if he was anywhere near going to score, I would tackle him, or at least try to tackle him. But as we get deeper into the Big 12, I'm sure the three of us idiots aren't the only ones thinking that.
Now, this is the end of the non-con after the 75-54 victory over Stanford. Now, there's a little bit of time before Big 12 conference play starts, but it starts on a Friday night at Texas. What do you think about starting the conference season on a Friday night?
You know, I don't know what night it was last year, but I know we went down to TCU last year, this late in December game. I don't, you know, Friday night, I don't think that much about it. Be in a good town. It's a good atmosphere down there. They've got a much better team in Shaka Smart's third year, and he's a guy that, you know, had some young guys last year along with Jared Allen, and he leaves, which was a big blow to them. But Mo Bamba is a freak athletically. I mean, you look around the country at some of these guys. You look at Doke, Marvin Bagley, Ayton at Arizona, and then Mo Bamba. I mean, there are some huge guys that are extremely athletic. I haven't seen this four big guys right there are pretty skilled. They're all freshmen, and they're all really good. And Texas, their three or four guys from last year that were okay have gotten better. You know, they were a couple of McDonald's All-Americans. They had a good recruiting class. So it's a good Texas team, even though a couple nights ago they struggled against Tennessee State and escaped with a win. But I wouldn't put too much stock into that one, because playing at home, opening the conference season, they're going to be pretty good. And it's going to be a tough test for us, because we go to Texas, we come home, I think January 2nd we have Texas Tech, which is, they're really good. They've got a lot of guys back from a pretty good team last year. And then we get back on the road and go to Fort Worth and play kind of everyone's sexy pick for a top one, two, or three finish as TCU. So that first 10 days of the conference season, we're going to find out a lot about these Jayhawks.
Yeah, it's weird looking at the schedule, because you see unranked Texas and then ranked TCU and Texas Tech and then unranked Iowa State. It seems like it's been completely flipped upside down from what we're used to seeing in the Big 12.
You know, and we thought it was getting, I thought the doormats of the week would be Oklahoma State and Iowa State. And Oklahoma State last week goes down to Florida State and beats an undefeated Seminole team. So I don't know what to think. Iowa State lost a ton of scoring, but like you said, yeah, it's like bizarro world looking at the rankings and who's at the top and who's kind of near the bottom.
Greg Gurley, go get some sleep. You deserve it.
Thanks, boys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for squeezing me in. I am going to go get some sleep. You guys have a great Christmas, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family, Greg. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, boys.
That is a Greg Gurley, fresh off the plane after calling the game last night right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Kansas gets the win over Stanford in Sacramento, 75-54. We're talking about that opening night, Friday night, a week from tonight, the opening schedule for that Friday night, West Virginia at Oklahoma State, Baylor at Texas Tech, Kansas at Texas, Kansas State at Iowa State, and then the next day, the only game that's going to be on Saturday, Oklahoma at TCU. And that's a hell of a game. So there's your opening schedule. Conference play in the Big 12 starts a week from tonight. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you to Greg Gurley for joining us. Fresh off the plane back from Sacramento, where Kansas gets a win in the final non-conference game for the Jayhawks as they now prepare for the conference opener against Texas a week from tonight down in Austin. Kansas beat Stanford 75-54 right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB last night with a 10 o'clock tip-off. And now we have Tim Grunhardt in studio for about an hour and a half to talk about bragging rights between Missouri and Illinois. Let's get to it. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, be careful out there. It's you okay?
It's my last day before I'm gone.
I know. I heard that.
And I'm out of here.
But be careful out there for everybody driving. It's kind of a frozen kind of foggy mist out there. So be careful, everybody. We want everybody safe for the holidays. And yeah, man, nice little break coming up for you.
Do you think Missouri will win bragging rights?
I didn't even know.
Do you think Missouri will win the bowl game against Texas?
I do think Missouri's going to win the bowl game against Texas.
Oh, yeah. That's a big week for me.
It's a big week.
How about this?
You going down there?
I wish. It's Houston. If they would have played in Memphis, I'd have gone, I got too many things. I got these
kids. There's no things. Things.
Listen to this.
Nobody wants to go to Houston.
I got Saturday night, bragging rights. Uh-huh. I got Sunday, Chiefs attempting to win the division in back-to-back years for the first time ever.
You going to the game?
Probs.
I'll be there.
Then Wednesday, I got the Texas Bowl, Missouri at Texas. That's a lot of stuff in just a few days for me to handle.
You're putting a smile on my face.
I need wins. Look at me in the camera right now. I need wins. I drink your milkshake. You ever anyone drink your milkshake?
I don't know what that means.
I'm in such a good mood.
You are.
I'm drink it up. Good,
right. You're like those seventh and eighth graders right before their winter break.
Right.
And they're bouncing around.
Right. I am bouncing around. And right after this,
the Miami Dolphins are going to go on their winter break.
Screw the Dolphins.
They're going on their winter
break.
Right
after this, when the show's over,
yeah,
I'm going to meet my wife, and we're going to do all the Christmas shopping for the kids.
I drink
in one day,
your milkshake.
I can get it done in 3 hours or less, man.
I drink it up.
Little speed shopping?
Nah, that's right.
You know exactly where to go.
Exactly right.
Richie, are you going to stop over at Guitar Center?
I do have to go to Guitar Center for Richie.
How did I know that?
It's easy to buy presents for him. Anything involving music and video
games. What about the Twins? Are they listening?
No. No, they're not. They don't listen to me when I'm off the air. I don't imagine they'll start listening when I'm on the air. You know what? They've given me lists.
I bet.
And so I rely on the lists.
It doesn't stop.
They delivered the list to Santa Claus in person last week, and they made sure that I took a picture of it on my phone so I could have it too, and so I'm good to go. Are you done with all your Christmas shopping?
I am done.
You got a lot of shopping to do.
I don't work. I don't do anything.
Right.
So I can get it done. But I get a list from my girls still, 19 and 18-year-olds.
But it helps. You need it.
Some
guidance.
It does help. Really does. And the boys, you know, always go to jerseys and, you know, basketball jerseys and baseball jerseys and all that kind of stuff.
But you're done?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I am done.
Nate, you're done?
Yeah, I finished yesterday.
Excuse me.
I had one last. I had to get some stuff for the nephews yesterday.
I love this time of the year.
And that was, me too, man.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Why?
Yeah, well, because he's eating bacon. He's eating leftover bacon.
Right? That's delicious, too.
Love this time of the year. Food, you know, NFL playoffs are coming up.
I love that.
There's a lot of great things. Christmas, obviously, that's the number one. But
I actually did some shopping yesterday, which is unheard of for me.
fantastic.
No, people are mad.
It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse out there. Be careful.
It is crazy out there right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Everybody's off work this week.
I was shocked. Yesterday, I mean, I couldn't go anywhere without, I mean, everywhere is packed. I'm like, do people not work?
You try to go eat. Nobody's cooking the couple days before, you know, Christmas. So, like, all the restaurants are packed. Everything's busy.
And people are shopping, for groceries. I'll be at the Hy-Vee today.
What? Oh, boy.
Where? In Liberty off of Blue Jay Drive.
Oh, really? I know right where that is.
The Hy-Vee, what do they have? The new marketplace.
Yeah,
new
Market Grill.
I've never been there. I've never been to one.
Delicious.
Yeah. Never been to one.
What time are you going to be there?
From 11 to 1 o'clock. So come in and see me, you guys out in Liberty and
you take
Celsius
pictures with people?
Absolutely.
You'll be slinging some salami at people and stuff? What are you doing?
I'll be slinging my salamis around.
Can we take a picture with me?
Yeah, let's do a selfie, you and I, before I leave today. A little
Deal.
Christmas selfie.
Done.
You know, the Miege and St. Thomas Aquinas picture. Yeah. Let's do it.
So the Christmas Liberty Hy-Vee from 11 until 1, go see Tim Grunhall.
Yeah, come and see. I don't know who else is going to be there.
Can you take pictures of people?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm there.
I mean, you answer all requests? Or
you know me. I do whatever you ask me.
Really? Go to Hy-Vee and
believe me, he means
Grunny
anything.
Will do whatever you ask him to do from 11 until 1.
Yeah, just 11 to 1. After that, I'm back to the Grinch.
Is Sarah going to show up out there?
Are you kidding me?
Ask you to do things.
I've been asking you to do this for years.
Here we go.
She doesn't like me. She's not coming anywhere.
Right. You said you'll do anything when you clean the basement.
That's right.
Huh?
Here's a list of things.
Oh boy.
See, I'm like you. We didn't have a ton of family traditions growing up during the holidays because my family got divorced and we moved around a whole bunch. So I was always kind of jealous of the people that did. And now that I have kids, I'm like, freaking Clark Griswold, you know, like I want to do all that stuff with my kids.
That's
kind
of sad. I feel bad for you, really.
No, don't, because like now I get to do it all. You know what I mean? Okay. And we have all these traditions now, and my kids have to put up with me doing all this stuff.
It is kind of sad.
It's not sad.
Walking around kicking a can out in the
unbelievably sad.
You know what? It makes a lot more sense.
Unbelievably
now.
Sad now.
I understand why you're so angry.
Right. I'll have a blue.
Play blue.
Oh, yeah.
Play some blue Christmas.
Play the
Porky Pig.
That was Nate in Arc City. What did you say? Just kicking a can down the road with the raccoon on your shoulder?
I'll have a.
The raccoon had a little Santa Claus hat, and Nate had one too.
Me and Shane's the raccoon.
And then the raccoon took the Santa Claus and ran off.
Is this the Chipmunks?
No, it's Porky Pig.
He can't even spit out the words.
Listen, you're eating bacon over there. Listen, Porky Pig.
That's right.
You can't even say the damn words. That's how good this is, brother.
Christmas tree.
From the time that I was a little kid, anytime you play this, I'm in a good mood, I'm laughing.
If you're not in here with
him,
and the windows, it'll be blue.
This is the best.
And
while we listen to Porky Pig, Jake is eating bacon.
I feel
like the show should end right now. It's not going to get any better than this.
No, I'm craving a baconator.
We got some sausage and bacon and biscuits in there from Big Biscuits.
You like talking? Bacon.
Something up for you. All right, Timmy, are you nervous at all about this game against the Miami Dolphins?
No.
Nothing?
Not at all. Not one bit. And
they're going to roll.
We got a lot to talk about in this game and what the positives are. First of all, I got my butt kicked from Miami every time I went down there. But when they came up here, we kicked the crap out of them. And they just do not like coming up here. It's going to be cold. It was December last time they were here. I think it was December. And Chris Martin took a fumble from in the end zone. It went 99 yards for a defensive score.
Chris Martin, to me, was underrated.
Ching-a-ling-a-ling is what he used to say all the time. If you walked in late for a meeting, we called him ching-a-ling-a-ling. And he would let you know that you owed money. So, yeah, Chris Martin with a big touchdown in that game. Awesome game. So, yeah, I mean, they're coming up here. It's going to be cold, and it's going to maybe have some snow on the ground. Talk to Gary about that here a little bit later. But, you know, it's Christmas Eve. They know there's a 3.1% chance the Miami Dolphins still make the playoffs. Not a very good chance. They're going to come in here. They'll give it a good old college try for the first half maybe, but after that it's going to be over.
Did you realize that except for the New York Giants, the Chiefs have the worst record against the Dolphins since 1970, worse than any other team?
Oh, yes, I do realize. We played them about 10 times when I was playing in the 90s. I don't think we beat them once.
And you lost to him twice in the playoffs.
Yes.
And Nate did not remember either game, and then we had to give him a painful reminder.
No, please don't. Don't talk about it.
No, I remember the first one. I didn't remember the 94 one.
Yeah, nobody does. Nobody remembers.
Right.
That game.
Nobody ever talks about that game because it was like, what the hell?
It was ugly. I think, isn't that the one that Marino actually got hurt at halftime? And oh, no, that's another game. So you'll love this one. So Marino gets hurt right before half, and Marty comes in. He goes, all right, guys, we're right back in it. We're going to kick off. We're going to stop them. We're gonna go three and out. We're going to go score. We're going to be right back in this game. We kicked off to them. They ran it back for a touchdown. It's like, okay.
Who was this game's
over.
Special teams coordinator? Was it Kurt at that point?
It was Kurt. Yeah, big game. He looked at big game, Kurt, and says, Kurt, you're fired. He fired Kurt about every game.
We will, Kurt Schottenheimer. Brother of Marty. Yep. We will take a break when we come back. I'm just going to ask, like, one question about the 1990 wild card
all right.
game. Just one, and then...
Just don't ask
and,
about...
And then it'll be
don't
done.
Ask about the Zot thing.
I'm going to ask about the Zot hold. No. Take a break. Back after this on WHB. All right. We're not... We have to, because I went on this rant yesterday about why I don't like the Dolphins, shockingly. Because first of all, I'm never interested to watch the Dolphins unless we're playing the Chiefs. Like if it's ever a Dolphins game, like I don't want to see it. I don't care to watch the Dolphins. I really don't know why. And then we examine my feelings, and it's because I really
something we did
despise them after the 1990 wild card loss, 17-16 after the Chiefs had a 16-3 lead at halftime, and then Dan Marino threw two touchdown passes, and then. The Chiefs are driving down the field. Christian Coy had this big run. It's going to be a chip shot field goal for Nick Lowry. Holding on Dave Zott. Pushes him back. He has to try a field goal over 50 yards. Right on. I thought it was on. I'm watching TV. I thought it was good. No good because it was short. And then I got in a lot of trouble for what I did in my house. We've talked about that. My dad had to chase me. Whatever. We forgot about that. But the point is, was it
Well, you don't let me forget
was
about
it. Was it a hold?
It was a hold.
It was a hold?
Yeah, and it was kind of my fault.
Why? Why was it your fault?
We had a little combination up to the backside backer. It was a little slide, we called it. And I left early. I left early to get up on the backer, and Dave wasn't quite there yet. Now, he should have been there, but
right.
But I left a little bit early, and he got there a little bit late. And as I was leaving to get up on that backside backer on the, I think it was called... 36 stretch play.
Thank you.
And I was going up for that backside backer, and Dave wasn't there, and he tugged him, which he probably should because, I mean, he didn't have him yet. And if he didn't tug him, it would have been a big hit in the backfield. And, we had a little bit of an argument after that play. But we made up.
I know, look.
That's a hurtful thing. You know, this is Christmas season.
No.
I was feeling bad for
No, then we're going to feel good. Because you would think the AFC Championship game, as a Chiefs fan, would have been the toughest loss like that I was most angry about. But it was that one, because I think that was my favorite Chiefs team,
that's a good team
of my youth. Yeah, and I thought that's the kind of team that you get on a roll because of the defense and the running game, and DeBerg didn't turn the football over. Right. That was 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions that year. But the one thing that I have not asked you about that game that I was furious during the game and I never got over. So Barry Word had 9 carries for 13 yards, and you could tell just right off the bat it wasn't his day. And Okoye, he was coming back from an injury, remember?
Yeah.
But then when they finally decided to give the ball to Okoye, 13 carries for 83 yards. The long run that we talked about was called back, but he was running. And that last drive was all Okoye. Was it like we talked in the past? In that 95 Colts loss, you guys knew, or you guys wanted Gannon to come in. He should have come in earlier.
Well, no, we should have just kept running the ball.
Or just running the ball. Yeah. But, like, was there anything, like, with Okoye? Like, you guys, why aren't we giving the ball to Word?
I mean, there are times in the game when you kind of question what's going on, and you got to go with a hot hand. And, yeah, Christian was banged up, if I remember. But the one thing that Christian was doing well is, and we were doing well, we were getting really good push at the point of attack in that game, and we started to wear him out. other than the quick slide that Dave didn't quite get there and I didn't give him enough time. You know, they played that odd defense, which meant it was a nose tackle. So I was going to that backside backer who's flown over the top, and I saw I could have gave him another half a second, and he should have really been there. But bygones be bygones. It's not that I don't think about that play all the time, which
right.
I do.
I do. Too.
But Christian was really hitting the hole well in that game. He really was just planting his foot. He knew he was kind of banged up, so he's just putting his shoulders forward and going. And Miami wanted nothing to do with him. Nothing to do
right.
with him at all. And it's kind of like when Bettis used to play against us. Remember Bettis? I mean, when he'd get his shoulders going, people just did not want to tackle him. And I think in the second half of that game, when Christian came in, we started really kind of feeling it a little bit. Although we didn't score. I mean, we didn't
right.
score in
it
the
was 16-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
Did you like Dan Marino? Like, what was your opinion of Dan Marino?
Didn't like Dan.
Neither did I.
Why? I met him a couple times. He's just an arrogant SOB. I mean, he's not a very good
You can
person.
Just tell. You can tell in his interviews like and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's not. I mean,
like
listen,
when you were playing or afterwards.
You, guys, I'll tell you who a great guy is, John Elway. And we all hate John Elway, but he is a great, great
Shut it,
guy.
Gary. No.
He's
a horrible person.
No, he's
you
not.
Couldn't have possibly said something that these two guys would
I know.
Want to hear less.
He is. I mean,
he's
you guys
an awful
want you
man.
Want to know the truth? I mean,
that's not the truth. That's
Marino,
your truth.
I mean, you're
your
going to lie.
Yeah.
I'll hear it.
No, let me tell you something. He's one of us.
That's fine. No, he's
yeah,
not.
He would.
He's not
yeah,
one of me.
He would. I guarantee, if you went out with him one night,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
That's the problem. I wouldn't.
You
I
would.
Think
you would. You would. And you could.
I'd end up punching him in his horse mouth.
So Marino's not.
I could tell.
No,
I have some stories about him with CBS.
Everybody does.
Oh boy.
Everybody
oh,
does.
Yeah. Not for air.
So and then
he gave isotoners to an offensive line. Come on.
Come on.
And like,
I was thinking about that.
Too.
Take care of the heads. Take that care player. Of you.
Hey, did you see that Alex Smith gave the guys some nice Yeti?
That was very nice. Yeti coolers.
Coolers and some other stuff. A couple bags.
It's so
what?
Funny that you say, like, nobody ever talks about that 94 playoff loss. Like, everyone. Like, very few people even remember that or talk about that. It was Montana Marino, and it was like the game was like a dud, it feels like. And that was the last game for Montana with the Chiefs.
I'll never forget. No, last game with Montana. No, yeah, I guess
yeah.
it was. Yeah,
it was only
for
2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll never forget in that game. It was so hot, and the sweat was pouring off my hand. And I went down and grabbed the ball, and I just couldn't get it. And it's almost like a nightmare. I still have like nightmares about, like, as a center, you have a nightmare about trying to grab the ball and you just can't grab it. And the ball, I mean, it was just, and he was going through the count. And I just couldn't get my hand around the ball. And finally, I somehow threw it up to him. And I mean, it was kind of a bumbled snap, but he got it. He's like, "What's that?" I said, "Joe, I couldn't grab it."
Right.
So the next time I went down, I took both hands and like put both hands on the ball and like shifted it with my left into my right and like patted it in. And it was so hot. Then we were practicing here, and it was cold, and went down to Miami. I think it was like 90 degrees or something. It was crazy.
But people always talk about like battling the cold in football. You'd rather do that than have it hotter than hell, right?
Absolutely. I'd rather play in that Buffalo snow game than go and play in 95, 100 degree weather. There's no chance. I mean, that it was, rather be cold.
It just sounds awful. They'll play like in 100 degrees.
Oh,
yeah,
it's awful.
Right.
Absolutely awful.
And so we were talking about all that stuff because, like, the Chiefs, except for the Giants, they've had the worst record against the Dolphins.
But we always seem to play them down there.
Right.
I mean, we have a horrible record in Florida. I mean, if you look at it against Jacksonville, I don't think maybe beat Jacksonville once in the history of their organization. Tampa, I mean, we went down there early with the very first game that Marcus and Joe played in,
right.
We went down there. We won that game, but other than that, we got beat down there.
Who was the quarterback for Tampa in that game?
That's a good question.
Steve DeBerg.
Was it Berge?
No. I think so.
Back in the creamsicle
sure,
uniforms?
I don't know about that.
We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. We've got Tim Grenhardt in the studio. We're going to break down the Chiefs versus the Dolphins at Arrowhead on Sunday. Timmy's going to be with us for the next hour. Then we'll have our Border Patrol Blitz and Fast Break, and then Jesse Newell. So thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. You'll see me again in 2018. But if you want to hear me some more, the show continues right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.